I've been watching the show now for a while that's been on Travel Channel. I don't watch it when it's on. I record it and watch it later when I have time. You know, when summer gets here and I'm busy and I'm outside and I'm on the go a lot and I don't, you know. But when I find a moment, I do like to catch different things that challenge my brain. Usually they're paranormal shows. If I think there's any validity to them. I've been watching the show for a while. My wife keeps saying, "Why are you watching this?" And I go, "I don't know. It's kind of interesting." But it's called Mountain Monsters is the name of it. It's a group of six guys, I believe. They claim from West Virginia that are investigating all these mysteries, which are generally, from what I know of, genuinely these are real mysteries that do exist that I've heard of before. But they put their own spin on it. You know, the Chupacabra was one of the they were investigating. They were investigating a lot of Bigfoot ones. And it makes me maybe realize that there are other things out there in the woods or places that maybe we didn't hear of that truly do exist. So that part of the show I like, all right? And even some of the eyewitnesses, you wonder if they're telling the truth. But the rest of it is all fiction. Sorry. Maybe it's real, but it sure doesn't seem that way, and I'll tell you why. And I brought this up because there are TV shows that people watch, and I think there's a lot of exaggerated things that are said in those shows because they want you to watch. So they're going to try to put fear into you. When I've watched documentary-type shows, even Ancient Aliens, they try to present it in a dry way without creating fear. And that, to me, is usually going to be the case when they're trying to tell you the truth. When they try to exaggerate or make it more scary than what it really is, then you know it's a bunch of lies, probably, because it just doesn't operate like that. I've been around enough people that have investigated things and talked to them and had my own investigations with paranormal things to know that most of the time, nothing happens. But if you were to watch these mountain monsters, every time they go out, they run into a Sasquatch, just like somebody witnessed. And they always go out the first night and try to investigate, and this thing scares them, and they might shoot at it. And then the next time, they'll go out and they'll build a trap, and this trap never catches anything. And it's funny. Oh, they caught a hog one time. They called him Hogzilla, and they caught a hog. Or they might catch something, and it breaks out of there. You know, the thing is about the reality of Sasquatch, or any animal, for one, that comes from another dimension, the truth is that these beings can pick up on your thoughts. So if you're saying, "Well, I'm going to build a trap and we're going to catch it," you know they already can pick up on that. And then what are you doing out there in the woods? You think they don't know that? They're not stupid. So the premise of the show, as much as I still like watching it, it just doesn't add up. And, you know, I talked to Rich, who's with the a paranormal Sasquatch investigative group in Upper Michigan. He's been on my show before, and he said one thing that you don't hear about with Sasquatch investigations is that the batteries go out on all of your devices when you're around one of these creatures. All of a sudden, you start having problems. And I know the same thing when I've talked to people that investigated spirits, UFOs, even like the dog man or the man wolf. That's happened to people too. So they have like this, I don't know, this energy about them that makes our devices not work. And furthermore, I don't think they want to be truly filmed because they know you're there. They can pick up on your thoughts. So if they wanted to be filmed, they'd let themselves. But I don't think they want to do that, especially if you have a TV show and you're trying to make a buck. Now, if you go out in the woods, you might be able to get a picture. You might be able to hear them chatter with you or whack a tree, or they might scare you out of some territory that they're in. But this show portrays them as some of them being quite mean and dangerous to humans. And while I'm sure that maybe in the past some people have disappeared and maybe it was connected to these things, I don't believe the majority of these things are hurting people. Now, I don't know for sure, but I can go by what my friend Dwayne, who is Native American, told me quite a while ago. He said something to the effect of, he said, you know, these beings that show up, whether it's Sasquatch or Dogman or anything that's weird and unusual, a lot of times they have glowing red eyes or yellow eyes. He said these beings are shapeshifters, Chupacabra, all these beings, and they take on a form. You know, they basically don't have form until they come here. And then they take on a form. And they also have to respect people. They're not allowed to hurt human beings. That is just something they're not allowed to do. So as I look at most of the reports that I think are reliable, I don't think anybody's really been hurt. Now, maybe some have. Linda Godfrey told me a story about a man who got injured by a man wolf or a dog man, and he startled this thing, and it turned around, and its claws kind of ripped his stomach a little bit. Didn't hurt him too bad, but cut him. And, of course, this thing could have devoured him, and it didn't. So, you know, the show, Mountain Monsters, these things are all around them. And they say, well, they could attack and hurt us and kill us. Of course, we know they're not even there. They got a camera crew with them, and they never happen to quite get an angle of this thing. And you'll see trees flying over, or they're in a hut, and something knocks it over. And, yeah, they never can. Or you might see an arm reach through. Or one time there was a face. I just know that it's all staged. So be careful what you watch, and believe if it's true. Those people that do investigations will tell you certain things that happen and certain things that don't happen. More often when they go on investigations, nothing happens, even if they go in areas where they think something is going on. And then on occasion, maybe they will get some noises, some tree knocks or whatever. But rarely will they get anything that they see, because these things can't keep out of their sight. I noticed more and more, you know, Travel Channel used to have on some kind of mystery. I don't know if it was something with the woods, Fear of the Woods maybe. And at first it was just people telling stories. And then it became more demonic and negative and all this other stuff. And I thought, here we go. You know, they want to amp it up because they want more people. They think that people getting scared are going to watch this, whether it's the truth or not. And now I see they have all these haunted shows dealing with people that believe there's demons in their home. There sure are a lot of people that have that, aren't there? I don't believe that. I could be totally wrong. I'm sure there are those that have some of that thing going on in their home. But more often than not, it's just a spirit. More often than not, it's just somebody passing through, or a loved one or whatever. Or if you mess around with things, maybe you open a doorway and allow something in. But they want to paint everything in such a dark way, and they want to make it seem like we're helpless. And in reality, we're not. And we can take back our power, and we have nothing to fear of these things. And yes, I think it's on the increase because of what's going on. I think there's an increase in these kind of things. Kind of like in Ghostbusters, where there was an increase. I'm comparing it to that. Kind of like where there was an increase in spirit activity because they were coming to a certain thing. Same with us. I think we're seeing more of that spirit activity. Is it darker spirit energy? I don't necessarily think so, but I could be wrong. But I do think there's a fair amount of that. But generally, it's just beings, energy beings, and that people that haven't moved on. A lot of it's that. And a lot of it is maybe loved ones showing up. We don't know who these beings are. So where it's like, oh, this is the worst possible thing. And you watch all these shows, if you do, and I don't watch them because I don't want to, you know, I don't want to give it reality. I avoid watching that stuff because when you start thinking about it and feeling it, then it becomes more potential to be real. So if you want to avoid those things, then don't watch it. I do like watching the Mountain Monsters because in my mind, this is a falsehood, you know, and I'm just curious. It doesn't scare me in any way. And I don't think it's that negative. It's a little bit, but not that negative. And so what I find from that show is that at least what they're talking about is probably real, whether or not, you know, they don't actually have encounters with these things or are the eyewitnesses real? Maybe, because they do say some things that are right on. They talk about glowing red eyes or glowing yellow eyes. Well, you wouldn't know that unless you've seen one, unless you're taking it from folklore. And they bring up Native American folklore, so I find that stuff all interesting. The rest of the show is kind of a joke. Sorry about it, if you watch that show. I see that now that Chuck Zukowski has a new show called Alien Highway, and he was a man I tried to interview about cattle mutilations. He's been one of the foremost people leading investigations to cattle mutilations for a long time. And so now he's got his own show. And I watched it the other night. I thought it was not bad. But again, it looks like they're trying to create something. They're trying to make something happen. We're going to stay here and we're going to shoot a film and maybe this creature will show up. In reality, that generally almost never happens. And if you try to set yourself up for that, you're probably going to lose unless you stage something like that. So they had some kind of dark energy show up on a film, and they had a wolf show up out of nowhere, basically walking. He started walking in the middle of a screen. And so then I start to wonder what the accuracy of a show like that is, you know, because again, this stuff almost never happens. You know, generally these beings don't want to show themselves to you. They're well aware. It's not like they're dumb, you know. If they're energy beings from another place, they know what's going on, pretty much. So that's what I want to say on that. It's just a short little tidbit this week. Hopefully soon I'll have more shows coming up, but I thought I would talk about that because I'm guessing some people are watching these things. I still think the best series of shows on television right now, if you're going to watch paranormal, Ancient Aliens is a good one. I recommend it because it seems like they do, you know, they present it in a way that seems to be, I can't say factual, but they try to bring you along to coming to a conclusion, and they're not trying to scare you. You know, when they start putting dramatic music in, and they make it seem like things are happening, and they go to a commercial break, and then it's nothing. You know, it's nothing. I like Destination Unknown. I watch that sometimes with Josh, what's his name? But there's always, what is it? Oh, my goodness. And most of the time, it's nothing. But they have been in some situations where you wonder, okay, maybe something was going on. They were in Ireland, and they felt like they were contacting leprechauns or little people, and they had some strange things happening, heard some strange noises. That's more believable to me than somebody said, hey, did you see that? I just saw a Sasquatch. Whoa, he's just standing there. Look at. Yeah, he's almost posing for you. He must know that you have a TV show or something. That's not the way it works with regular investigators. You know, we'll bring them on again, and they can tell you how things kind of work. It's kind of a tedious thing, and more often than not, you probably don't get any hits, you know. You have that other TV show, I don't even know if it's still on, but Finding Sasquatch. Again, that's a show maybe has good intentions, maybe really believes they can connect, but it's kind of a farce. And again, you go in the woods and try to communicate and shoot a video of these things, they're not going to show up. They're not going to show up for you and be on camera. And you might be able to do a tree knock and communicate with them. They might let out a noise. But as far as I'm concerned, you'll never get evidence unless they want you to. And even if you do get evidence, there's enough to support. There's enough stories out there to support that if you were to get hardcore evidence, it would disappear from you. I think of an interview that I had with Linda Godfrey. And they got something on tape, she said, about regarding the man wolf. It was in Lower Michigan. And they had producers with her and all this stuff, and they were shooting the videos. And they put it in the truck for safekeeping, the van. And they went out to investigate a little more, and when they got to the van, the tape was gone. Now, why do you think that went? And who do you think took that? And it wasn't the man wolf. It was those within our government that don't want us to know the truth. So I think if you start finding it and you have evidence, it's going to disappear. Mm-hmm. That's how it works until the day comes when they allow us to know everything that's going on. I always keep an open mind. I always want to look at everything and at least give it a glance before I shut it down. But if it also comes out very negative, then I probably won't watch it because I don't want to put myself in that state of mind. So usually the haunted, possessed, demonic ones, don't even watch them. As far as the paranormal things, yeah, I'll watch them for a while if I think there's something there. But just choose carefully and just remember everything you put your focus on, you get more of it. That would be my biggest point to make. I wish you the best. Thanks for listening. Take care.